This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. It's always story time with Scott Davis.
Yes?
Do you know who I am?
Yes, Your Honor. You are the local magistrate. The
king is this is an excerpt from a traditional story Scott produced called The King's Child. Scott has been a traditional storyteller for a long time, but for the past few years, he's been focused on digital storytelling, which is a format for rich soundscapes that help bring stories to life. He and business partner Richard Siriani just began a production company, Ensemble Audio Studios. The largest project from Ensemble Audio is about a cat who ends up in the White House. Scott and Richard threw ideas around for this story for quite a while.
Richard comes to me and goes, what do you think about the name Stinky Jingles? And I was like, oh, that's kind of fun. And anyway, so we started talking about this cat that's found in this dumpster, and he's given this name, and then he's a hobo cat, and he rides the rails. And, you know, we kind of played with that. And I'm in a Hallmark store in 2012, and I see that Hallmark has a new character called Jangles the Cat, with the coffee cups and the calendars and the posters and all the other accoutrements that comes with a new character. I call Richard from the store and say, I'm looking at a huge display of Jangles the Cat, and he throws off a few expletives, and we get rid of Stinky, and we start over, and Percy was born. We ended up creating a story about a friendship found, a friendship lost, and a friendship found again. Percy meets a young boy. Percy's going to go live with the young boy. The last minute, Percy misses leaving with the young boy, misses the flight, ends up going in search of him. And the only clue he has is that his mom was moving to a big White House and is in, and of course, and I don't know if I've said this, he's a talking cat. I don't know if I mentioned that. But he, and of course, the boy discovers this, and that's what bonds their friendship together. But it allows us to have these conversations with all these different animals and some children. So anyway, in search of the big White House, he ends up in Washington, D.C. in 1972 as Richard Nixon is leaving. And then it becomes the story of all the years in the White House with all of the different presidents and all of the White House pets and Percy's interactions with them. He's there at Camp David during the Camp David Accords. He's in the Oval Office with Ronald Reagan as he's writing that tear down this wall speech. Actually gives him the phrase, but he's talking about tearing down the wall to get to the kitchen faster because there's cookies. Barney, the famous Bush Scottish Terrier. He meets all these different presidents, and at the end, Percy finds his friend. It's a sweet story. It's 44 minutes. We mistakenly called it a children's story originally. It really isn't. It's a family story. The perfect family listener are grandparents and their grandchildren because it literally is a two-layer story. The grandparents are going to get all of the references of all the presidents. I mean, we even have Gerald Ford locked out of the White House, which is based on a true story of him getting locked in a stairwell and Secret Service had to come unlock him. You have all of these moments that older adults will really remember. And then you have this beautiful little story about a cat and his friends and all these talking animals.
That was Scott Davis from Ensemble Audio Studios. Find links to Percy the Cat in the Big White House and the story from the beginning, The King's Child, at whqr.org.